need him, don't we? We'll have some singing after preaching this morning. I really feel this laboring in my heart. I'm so burdened today, I can't hardly move. I need to go and get it off. And turn with me today, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45. Isaiah 45. If any of you can come to prayer room early at 10:30, man, we have great services in there. These men sort of stirred my heart today. I'm thankful. I've got a church I can go to. It's not so full of tradition and religion that we can't mind the Lord. We sure do need Him. America needs Him bad today. Your home, my home, needs Him so bad. I sure am glad I've got a text in Isaiah 45 and 15. Isaiah 45, 15. We've been in this verse now for about 5 weeks. And maybe I conclude it today with this thought. But Isaiah 45, 15. Verily or surely, Thou art a God that hidest Thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. You may be seated today. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy and Your grace. And so, God, I pray now You let preaching be easy a few minutes. And Lord, no doubt You're dealing with hearts in this place here this morning. I pray that people be receptive to Your Word and, God, gentle with Your Spirit. May we be reminded today of why we're here. That's to worship You in spirit and in truth. I pray for those on our prayer list today. Many are hurting. Many are missing. Many have great needs, but I'm so thankful that You are the way maker this morning. We bless You and we praise You and love You in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Been dealing with the thought out of Isaiah 45, 15. Verily Thou art a God that hidest Thyself. We spoke previously that there was God. He was behind the scenes in the beginning. God spoke all of creation into existence. Then David on the battlefield with Goliath. We've seen God behind the scenes in the battle. Aren't you glad that the battle is the Lord's? It's not. Aren't you glad He's given us everything, as Brother DeWayne taught Wednesday night? Glad we got a shield of faith. Quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And by the way, the devil will fire a bunch of darts your way. And you know something? I'm glad I'm on the winning side. I'm glad the devil don't have me this morning. I sure am glad Jesus got me before the Baptists got me. Somebody say amen. But I am a Baptist for a reason. And I'm going to tell you, I sure am glad God has been so good to us. And so the God that hideth Himself, We see Him behind the scenes at the beginning, in the battles, then in the blessings. Oh, how God has blessed us so. What we have this morning just didn't come our way. God purposely blessed you and I. We ought to throw our little hands toward heaven and say, thank You, Lord, for Your goodness on me. And then we've seen the God behind the birth, where the most religious man in the Bible came to Jesus by night. Jesus simply answered and said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. It's not an option. There must be preparation made before you go to heaven. And I'm glad by the blood of Calvary's cross, He can wash us clean. It took us the last Sunday where we preached on God is still behind the blood. The God that hideth Himself, but yet He shows Himself very much alive. This morning, I want you to turn now to the text I want to preach out of. It's found over in the book of Exodus, chapter number 2. And I want to preach on God behind the scenes at the bush. At the bush. Boy, Moses is one of my Bible heroes. He was a man's man. However, the Bible said he was the meekest man that ever lived. He was a great leader, a strong leader. Every nation needs strong leaders. Every family needs a strong leader. We live in a day and hour when people's become so sensitive. But can I tell you that God has called men to be men? And oh, we sure do need leadership in this day and this hour. Then we find Moses. We pick him up in our Bible. Won't you see a few things, and I'll get right to the text. But in Moses, in Exodus chapter number 2, verse number 1, you'll find Moses by the riverside. There went a man, the house of Levi, took the wife, the daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Watch verse 3, when she could not longer hide him. That ought to be a lot like us. A lot of those this morning in prayer room could not hide him. I'm glad when he's stirring around in us, Jesus can make himself known. We want to hide him too much, but simply here, Moses' mother, she takes and she puts him in the flags of the river. We see him by the riverside. You say, well, why didn't the crocodiles eat Moses? Because there was a hand of God behind the scenes that was protecting him. And there's a God behind the scenes protecting us. We find Moses by the riverside. Then verse 11, we find Moses very much a man of flesh and blood like you and I. We find him by the wayside. It came to pass in those days when Moses was grown. He went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens and spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. The Bible said he looked this way and that way. When he saw there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He looked this way and that way. He didn't think nobody was a-watching. But this gives us some good advice today. When we think nobody's a-looking, there's always somebody a-looking. Because there were some men spied and seen it and brought it back up. But we find Moses now by the wayside. Aren't you glad God loves us, even though when we go by the wayside? There's none perfect. There was only one. He was Jesus, and he hung at Calvary. We find Moses by the riverside. We find him by the wayside. But I love him in verse number 15. We find him by the wellside. Said, when Pharaoh heard these things, he sought to slay Moses. Verse 16, the priests of Midian had 7 daughters. They came, drew water, and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And watch your Bible, the shepherds came, drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. We find Moses now, not by the wayside, but by the wellside. Brother Jake, he stood up and watered the flock. And oh, how we need some Moses in this day and this hour. In our homes, in our nations, that'll stand up when nobody else will. Moses stood up and watered the flocks of God. So we find him by the wellside. Now we pick up in the text I want to preach from. Exodus 3. The Bible said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, look what happened. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And he called him on a first name basis. Not only did he call him once, but he said it twice. He said, Moses, Moses. And he said this phrase, here am I. Where are you this morning? Where am I at? And he said, draw not nigh hither, but put off ye shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of Egypt. This morning, the God that hideth himself. I sure am glad we've got a Bible to let us know our God is ever present, yet ever hidden. He sees us, but we can't see Him. If we could explain God, then He would simply cease to be God. Here we find Him behind the scenes at the bush. Notice verse number 1, there's a flock involved. Moses is tending sheep. The Bible says he kept the flock of Jethro. I'm glad to be in God's flock this morning. We're not goats, but we are sheep. I sure am glad God sees about all of His little ones. So Moses, he had great experience, Brother Adam. For some years now, he's tended the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. God's led him to the backside of the desert. I got to thinking about the many trials, Brother Rodney. Brother Dan, the many experiences that Moses had encountered leading that flock through the backside of the desert. I talked with young pastors this week, and many of them are trying to lead the flocks on the backside of the desert. Aren't you glad that you're in the family of God this morning? And many times when we think nobody's looking and nobody cares, there is a God that cares. For He said, I seen all of their sorrows, is what God told Moses. But there was a flock involved. Verse number 2, there's a flame involved. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Watch out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Isn't that amazing now? Moses had seen many fires. Moses had seen many bushes on fire, but something got his attention. Not only the fire, but it would not go out. It would not burn out. Can I tell you, that's what our church needs to be at Liberty Baptist Church, is an earthly bush with a heavenly fire. That's what we need to be as God's people. Need to have a light on and the fire burning. So God has allowed Moses to pastor this flock, to take them through some narrow places, dark places. He comes on the backside of the desert, and now Moses sees a great fascination. God gets his attention. Aren't you glad that God's big enough to get our attention? I sure am glad that He knows what you and I need to make us turn and look that way. Look what the Bible says. I'm sure glad He didn't leave us to ourselves. But I come to tell you, God came to me. If you're saved, God came to you. Certainly the Bible said, and He, when the Lord saw that He turned aside to see. Now here's what I want to preach just a few minutes, what God's wanting me to deal with this morning. God called to him out of the midst of the bush. He said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Tuesday night, I was preaching over in East Tennessee. I got on preaching, and it's no doubt one of the best, greatest churches that I preach in. People love each other. Brother David was talking this morning in prayer room. He's thankful that he can go to church where it's not a lot of fighting and bickering going on, but we can simply come in, leave all our cares outside, and worship the God of this Bible. I got done preaching, and you know something? God called a young man out of that bush that was burning on fire on Tuesday night. Oh, how this bush is a picture of the church needs to be set afire. God may call others from the outside to the inside. Can I tell you, God is still calling in this day and this hour. Some of you, you walk around, you listen to preaching, and there's no response. You think that God don't love you, but let me tell you, God's on your trail this morning. And God is a calling. Aren't you glad that He spoke to you one day out of the church house? out of the bush that was burning but would not burn up. I got to thinking, Brother Tim, I remember one time when as a soothsayer sent me a letter. I think Miss Dawn knowed him and said this church would close and absolutely be shut down on a certain day several years ago. Well, I come to tell the devil this morning, this bush is still a burning and it has not went out for the honor and the glory of God. God has been so good and I bless Him for it all. You say, well, preacher, you can't grow a church the way you preach. This is the only way I know to do things, is to mind God, open up my Bible, and say what thus saith the Word of God. I'm glad the bush is still a-burning this morning. Don't throw water on it. Throw gas on it. Fan it every chance you get. Oh, how we need God to call out of the bush on fire in this day and this hour. Oh, the bush was not consumed. I'm thankful that God has put a fire in Liberty Baptist Church. And it just has never burned out. But it's burning brighter than it's ever burned. And I'm thankful for His goodness. We see the flock, the flame, the fascination. Brother Kevin, he got his attention. I want to ask y'all this as a country preacher today. Has God ever got your attention? When He does, when Moses turned aside to see, God got his attention and God called to him. Now in this text, there are two things that I want to explain real briefly and I'll be done preaching. There is a call for salvation. I'm thankful that God loved us enough that He sent His Son to die on an old rugged cross. We've heard it, we've heard it, we've heard it. But I want to ask you something. Have you ever accepted that? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad He died for everybody. If you die and go to hell in your sins, you'll go as an intruder because Christ paid the price for you. And so this morning, there's a call goes out for salvation. But then secondly, there's a call goes out for service. One of the men mentioned this in prayer room. They got me all stirred up this morning. But I want you to notice this. He told Moses something. Moses responded and he said, "Here am I." I wonder in our hearts as a Christian today, could we say that? Lord, here am I. Would you take and use me? God, would you use me to be a blessing to somebody in these dark times? People, when you shop down at Piggly Wiggly, wherever you get your gas, whether you're down at Walmart, Kroger, Publix, or on your job, there's always somebody that needs the Lord Jesus. And oh, when Moses simply said, "Here am I." Then look what God said. He said, "Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Brother Ken, what you thought right there? Well, with this favor that we find God behind the scenes at the bush, there's a call went out, but then there was a response. He simply said, "Here am I." Have you ever responded by faith to God? I wonder today where you are. Moses simply said, "Here am I." Then not only a response, but look at the reply. You notice what God had to say in verse 5? He said, "Oh, Moses, you got to understand something." He said, "Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." You see, Moses had to learn, first of all, with his response, as he responded to God and God replied, Moses had to understand reverence. Moses had to learn respect. You see, you just don't come to God any old way. You come to God when He's a calling. God is holy. We're unholy. And we sure do need the Lord. He said, I tell you what I want you to do, Moses. He told Joshua to take off his shoe, but he told Moses to take off both shoes. There, when Moses did that, it showed respect to God. We as God's people ought to show Him respect. We ought to show Him reverence. A man said it at your mother's funeral yesterday, Brother Tim, that he didn't like to be called Reverend. I don't either. Because the Bible says holy and reverend is His name. There's no preacher in America that's reverend. But there's one that's reverend and holy. And He's God the Father, God the Son. And oh, God the Holy Ghost. But yet Moses had to show God respect and realize that God had to do it. You know, when God called him to do this, when he took off his shoes, you ever tried to walk across a driveway without your shoes on? We have a paved parking area where I live, and it turns to gravel. And Olivia and Sophie and Parker and Sailor Reese, Brother Dave, they'll drive the golf cart. They'll run it real fast. And they spread them gravel, Brother Michael, from the quarry all over that concrete. And at night I'll forget to feed my dog. I'll go out there in my sock feet and I'll step on one of them stones. And I ain't going to tell y'all what I say. Amen. But it's a bad feeling. You say, well, why is that? Because we must remember that it's going to take God to do what we cannot do. Here am I. Use me, Lord. There's no doubt that it really did shock Moses. Moses had seen a lot of things on fire, but God got his attention that day. You know, for 20 years, a lot of you know the story. I was raised under one of the greatest mom and daddies a man could ever have. I was raised in religion. I'd heard a lot of Bible all my life. One Saturday, Brother Kevin, God got my attention, and He called my name. And I'm so thankful that I simply responded by faith. You know, men have made salvation so hard. Salvation's not hard. Salvation is simply a person responding to the call by faith. And when God knocks on your heart, you can come. You can respond by faith and God will receive you. But you must always remember that we can't do it and He's holy. God told him, draw not nigh hither. Wouldn't that be something if the Bible stopped there? He wouldn't let Moses come any further. But when Moses showed respect and took them shoes off, when Moses showed reverence, God said something. He told him in verse number 10, the Bible changes now, and He says, come now. You see, we cannot get to God by the law, but we can get to Him by grace. For by grace through faith are we saved. And then Moses said, well, I want to ask you something, Lord. If I do this and I go down there and tell them, who am I to tell that sent me down here? And Moses said unto him, I am that I am. I'm glad God's big enough this morning. Let me see Him now. I want you to come. I want you to sing a song today. You may be here. God's been dealing with your heart for a while. God's put that text in me for a reason this morning. I wonder if the Lord got your attention, and if not, what's it going to take to get your attention? Losing a child? Bearing a loved one? Losing everything you got? But I tell you this, God can get your attention. I'm thankful this morning how good God's been to me. Renee, I'm ever grateful. Little church she was going to as a girl, but God let me run into you, Panama City Beach, Florida. Went over there. And old preacher you had, he showed me love. Come told me about Jesus. God called me out of a bush on fire. It does matter to let our light shine. I wonder, would you be that bush in the community? God would speak from you to others, to call them in the family. Maybe you're here and God's wanting you to do something real big. Well, can I tell you, we got a real big God today. And He can do anything. I talked to my wife last night before we went to sleep. I said, honey, God's dealing with folks to be saved at the church. I can't save you, but God can. And He loves you. You know, in the text, I read it, and I'm done. He said, the cries of my children's come up. Aren't you glad that God knows all our sorrows and all our situations? This morning, Jesus is calling. He can do anything. Now, I wonder if you have a need, our sister's going to sing. I wonder today, would you come? Would you come as the Lord speaks to your heart? Would you simply mind Him? If you want to be saved, I'll pray with you. Others will. But you must come by faith as God is calling you, dealing with your heart. You come while He's dealing with you. Maybe He's asking you to do something big. He did Moses. He said, Moses, you remember, I am that I am. God is big enough this morning. God behind the scenes in the bush. I'm glad He's ever present. And He loves us while we sing. I wonder, you need help this morning, would you come? Would you come? Is there an urgency in you to come? Then come.